This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers say they will take on predatory towing companies with legislation this year. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
At some apartments and mobile home parks, it's not unusual to wake up and find your car has been towed over a minor infraction and you could owe hundreds to get it back. Representative Edie Hooten.
Because they didn't park squarely on their driveway, their vehicle is towed and they can't afford to release it, and their kids' car seats are in it, and they don't know what lot it's in.
Hooten wants to pass a vehicle owner's bill of rights that would put more teeth into towing regulations, forcing owners or managers of residential properties to write up contracts that govern towing company operations and to share those documents with residents. Hooten plans to introduce the measure in the upcoming legislative session with Representative Nikita Ricks. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado hit a new record for positive COVID-19 cases on December 31st, with more than 11,000 in one day. The high mark came after back-to-back days of 9,000 new positive cases. Public health experts agree that the dramatic rise in COVID cases is due to the more transmissible Omicron strain. As of Monday, the seven-day positive test rate in the state is at 23.99%, well above 5% rate that experts say is a sign of trouble. Jury trials are on hold in multiple Colorado counties because of surges in COVID-19. The chief judge of the 18th Judicial District covering Arapahoe and Douglas counties says it's too risky to gather juries right now. Both counties have test positivity rates around 17%, more than triple the level health officials consider a sign of widespread transmission. Chief judges in Boulder and Jefferson counties have taken similar steps, suspending jury trials through at least the end of the month. This is CPR News and KRCC.